Albert Einstein once said, "It's the supreme art of the teacher to awaken joy in creative expression and knowledge." Now, that's a rather idealized vision of teaching, of course, and it doesn't always work out that way. Any seasoned teacher can tell you about the complex mix of joyful, frustrating, triumphant, and sad moments. Veteran educator David Mellor reminds us that teaching can be full of wonderful surprises delivered in some rather delightful packaging.
T-shirts are a sign of spring. They commemorate road races, fundraisers, and allegiance to a favorite team. Many of my own T-shirts do those things. But one T-shirt I own represents much more. It was pre-owned, sewn by an amateur, and given to, of all people, a math teacher. I am that teacher, and this shirt has shaped my beliefs in public education. At the end of my very first day of teaching, a student approached me. "I'm Anthony, and math is not my bag," he said. "Well," I replied, "do the homework and everything should take care of itself." Of course, what did I know back then? I had just started teaching, and I had to supervise football practice in 20 minutes and was running late. "Okay, I'll see you tomorrow with homework," Anthony replied. He walked away, and I went to practice. The next day, Anthony turned in the assignment. During class, many students struggled with challenging math problems. Initially, I would review these examples with the class. But as the weeks unfolded, Anthony did more and more of the explaining. Clearly, his confidence was growing. By February, the class named Anthony Math Boy. Some days, our classes sounded like a sitcom. "Mr. Mellor, can you do number 14? An exasperated student would ask. Anthony would interject, "This is a job for Math Boy." Winter became spring. Predictably, students began to show up wearing T-shirts. One day, a student asked a math question. Anthony rose, lifted his sweatshirt, and shouted, "I am Math Boy." Beneath his sweatshirt was a T-shirt, on which he had sewn a large M. Students cheered wildly as Anthony presented the correct answer. On exam day, Anthony toiled for 2 hours. He then turned in his test and left the room. Moments later, Anthony returned with a wrapped box and handed it to me. "Thanks. I enjoyed this class," Anthony said. "Me too," I replied, and I meant it. I opened the box and found Anthony's Math Boy T-shirt. That was almost 20 years ago. The last I heard, Anthony was working in the finance industry. Maybe he is still Math Boy, helping clients with their numeric troubles. Who knows? What I do know is that an apprehensive and uncertain student followed my advice, achieved excellence, and inspired this teacher. Anthony's story lives in the fabric of the shirt, and this is the reason I believe.
David Mellor has taught high school mathematics for more than 20 years. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.